Measure Up Podcast, Episode 13, from KPI Cynic to KPI Advocate. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the performance measure specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organization or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast called From KPI Cynic to KPI Advocate, our feature article is How to Handle the KPI Cynics. We'll answer the very good question, should you avoid picking the cynics for your measures team? And we'll wrap up with a quick tip for why questions are sometimes better than answers. Questions are something I've actually always been interested in. And the interest started back earlier in my career when I joined Queensland Rail as the measurement consultant there. That was after a few years as a research statistician, which, well, we won't go into it, but I got a little bit bored writing code to analyse data all the time. I wanted to work with people. So what I found was happening after, you know, attending quite a few meetings and workshops and interacting with people is I got some consistent feedback. And that feedback was that I always asked the good questions, the ones that made people stop and think. And I don't know how that happened. It just was just one of those things. And even my family and friends would say the same thing. You know, my mother-in-law would say, oh, you ask such good questions. I never thought about it that way before. I started taking it more seriously, probably toward the mid-1990s, and deliberately went about learning more about asking questions. One of my explorations into finding out more about asking questions was a course I did in neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP as it's commonly known. I went to learn NLP at the recommendation of a colleague at Queensland Rail who I had a lot of respect for. She was amazing. She's always upbeat and positive and very well respected and just threw herself into things. And she was really, really good at handling difficult social situations or interactions in the workplace. So I took her advice. One of the things I learned when I did the NLP course was a model called the Meta Model. And it's called a Meta Model because it's I guess it's a linguistic model about language, or a language model about language. It was a model for how to ask questions in a way that raises the assumptions that people make and tests the assumptions, but in a very respectful and curious way, rather than as an attack. So I love this idea of questions being a way to help people get movement from a place where they might be feeling stuck. And as you can appreciate, that happens a fair bit in the context of performance measurement. So I'll give you some examples of how this meta model influenced the kinds of questions that I asked. One thing to listen for when people are talking about performance measurement or anything, you can apply this to anything in life really, is when they use absolutes. Now, example of an absolute is, it never works for me. Or it always wastes my time. You know, it's words like never and always. They're absolutes. They're based on the assumption that it can never be otherwise. So a really good question to ask in response to hearing that pattern of the use of absolutes in someone's words is to test the absolute. So if they say, it never works for me, you could ask a question, well, never? Has there ever been a time where it has worked? Or has there ever been a time where it's worked for somebody else? It's testing that assumption. And you're not doing it in a way to attack the person, like I said. You're doing it in a way to really inquire and to help give them a different perspective or a fresh way of thinking. Another one of the language patterns is cause-effect. And it's where there's a cause-effect relationship embedded in the person's view of the situation. Like, measuring performance means there's so much more to do. Again, a really good response there is to test the cause-effect relationship. You could do that in this situation by saying something like, can you think of a way that measuring the right things could actually reduce how much you have to do? Clichés are another pattern, a language pattern that happens a lot. And I heard that just recently in a workshop with a client where they said this in response to a few suggestions I made. Well, that might work in an ideal world. Well, that kind of phrase is quite cliched now. People will often resort to that where they think what you're suggesting is impractical. The question to ask is something like, well, how has it worked in the real world? Or how could it work in the real world? Or to provide examples maybe of where it has worked and say, well, if it can work in this situation isn't an ideal world, so does that give you any ideas for how it could work for you? Probably, one of the other common language patterns that people can be stuck in is where they utter comments where something really important is unspecified. Like they might say, people just won't buy in to performance measurement. Well, a way to challenge that is to say, well, you know, which people exactly? Who are the people that won't buy in? You're trying to dig deeper. You're trying to scratch beneath the surface of what they're saying and get to what they really mean and help them shift their perspective so that they could possibly break out of that stuckness that they're in. Now, I have to admit, I've fallen away from good questioning technique lately. I've taken my attention away from honing my questioning skills, and it's something that I really want to get back into. And it's because questions are such a fabulous way to engage people, especially the people that are feeling quite cynical about performance measurement. So let's take a look at how you can respond when people throw up some of the typical reasons why not to measure. These reasons come from the people that you would probably call the cynics. So that's this episode's feature article, How to Handle the KPI Cynics. You can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. At a recent in-house performance measure blueprint workshop I ran for a client, one of the participants came up to me at the end of the 2 days and admitted that he'd come to the workshop very cynical and expecting to learn nothing new. He quickly went on to say that he experienced just the opposite, and he gave me a hug to say thanks. If it was always that easy to turn the KPI cynics into KPI advocates, then the world would be a radically different place on account of all of us easily measuring exactly what mattered. But that ain't the case, is it? There are a few signs that your progress toward the right KPIs is being held up by people feeling cynical about the whole deal. Here are some of the things you might hear them say and some tips for how to respond in a way that starts their journey toward KPI advocacy. We've been doing okay without performance measures in the past, so why start now? Well, rather than answering their question with a list of reasons to start measuring performance now, try a different tact. Challenge the assumption they're making that the past was okay, or that okay is good enough today. Try something like this. I absolutely agree that we don't want to change for change's sake. We just don't have time. But if we keep going the way we always have, it won't stay good enough for long because, as you know, the market is rapidly changing. The hidden agenda is that management are going to start hitting people over the head with measures, demanding more from us, and cutting jobs. There's a bit of mind reading going on here. Don't bother trying to placate them with promises that their greatest fears are unfounded. You need to reframe that measures are for them to use, not for the managers. Try something like this. Not if we beat them to it. Our plan is that the measures you guys come up with are for you to use to improve your processes and demonstrate objectively to management what support you need from them to achieve targets. You won't be reporting the measures to management for them to use. You'll be engaging them in a discussion about how performance improvement will happen. We have real work to do. Poor time management isn't the problem here, and better time management is not the solution. The problem is the belief that performance measurement isn't real work. Raise this assumption and explore its implications. Try something like this. If performance measurement isn't part of our real work, then that implies that checking if what we're doing is adding value isn't part of our real work. If we don't believe we're responsible for adding value through our work, what are we getting paid for exactly? Well, there certainly are some more challenges that KPI cynics can throw out there in the hope of avoiding being involved in performance measurement, but is that a good reason not to involve them? That's the topic of this episode's question. Should you avoid picking the cynics for your measures team? Over the years and years, I've facilitated many measures teams that did involve cynics. It's really important to not deny them their views and feelings. It's very important to engage them in the process, but not any more or less than anyone else. I mean, don't let them dominate. Absolutely give them the time and space to air their concerns, to share their views and their experiences about what could go wrong and what has gone wrong and what they are worried is going wrong. But it's not about pandering to them. It's not about wrapping them in cotton wool and trying to make them happy and placate them so that their cynical views don't do too much damage. Let those views be heard. I mean, really, cynics bring a very, very powerful force to your measures team by keeping everything honest. You know, if you just had a measures team full of people that are all happy and blissful about the whole thing, you'd probably find you'd end up with measures that really weren't rigorously tested enough. So people with a cynical view about measurement bring a very good balancing energy to your measures team. But balance is also a really important word there. You don't want them dominating it. You don't want them derailing it. And that's really what you're trying to manage. When they feel respected, when they feel that their views really are being heard and valued, they'll be more open and they're more likely to give the process an honest and fair go. Now, we find PUMP makes that quite possible because it's a very collaborative and dialogue-based approach. It's a dialogue, but it's a guided dialogue. The PUMP techniques really encourage people to talk with a focus, but they have that freedom. I mean, it really is about the techniques being guidance, not prescription. So they seem to encourage the kind of the conversation that people can contribute to, and that encourage ownership of, you know, the performance results that are worth measuring and the measures that are going to be the best evidence of those performance results. So when we approach performance measurement with that spirit and with that approach, you almost always see the cynics become the advocates. I mean, like the example I gave in the feature article, that guy who came up to me at the end of the two-day in-house performance measure blueprint workshop, he'd said, you know, I came here expecting this to be a whole lot of crud and not help me at all, and it was amazingly different to that. I've learned a heap and I'm really excited about it, and then gave me the big hug. I mean, that's a wonderful example, but it's not the only example. So really do go ahead and involve the cynics. But, you know, if they're willing to give it a go, you don't want to force them into it. You don't want to push them into it. And you don't want to push your views or your method on them. You want them to be able to bring that balancing view to the exercise. But don't pander to them either. That was the case in one of a workshop I recently ran with a client, and all of his colleagues would pander to him. He got most of the airtime in the workshop. Everyone let him go off on irrelevant tangents and to give example after example that really didn't contribute anything to the discussion. That's not what you want. You want to be able to engage the cynics, but to keep everybody on track and realize that there's other people in the measures team as well. Treat them like everyone else and let the process and their involvement work the magic. Well, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, just email it to me at measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, a great way to avoid pushing people or having them perceive they're being pushed is to ask more questions. So here's your quick tip for this episode. Questions are sometimes better than answers. Asking questions engages people much more powerfully than telling them. It's almost like when you ask a question, it reaches into a different part of people's brains, a part that's irresistibly responsive to the question, that feels compelled to explore the question and to answer it. So just the very act that it's a question is your first step to engaging people. It's an invitation to contribute. It's not shutting them down by telling them they're wrong or telling them that there's a different way to think about things. Asking helps everyone test assumptions and test understanding and deepen understanding. And it does help everyone feel heard and that their input is valued. Good questions, like I mentioned at the start of the podcast, scratch beneath the surface of what people say. Often the first words that we utter when we're getting our point across are very limited and they don't communicate anywhere near even half the meaning that we're intending by them. You know, just think about the kinds of weasel words that people use when they speak. Oh, this isn't very efficient. What do they mean by efficient? That would be a great question to ask. When you say efficient, Bob, what do you mean? Tell me what efficient looks like to you in this particular case. Asking for examples is another really good way to get a deeper understanding. Ask them to illustrate their point of view with a situation that may have happened to them or a story that they've heard or even just to make up an illustrative example of what their point really means. You know, if they say the current KPIs are useless, ask in what ways those current KPIs are useless. If they're saying the data quality is not good enough, ask in what ways is the data quality not good enough and what would be good enough, you know. How much does the data quality have to change to be just good enough? If they give examples or tell stories, ask them how to relate the story they've shared to the point that you're all trying to discuss or the problem that you're all trying to solve or the thing that you're all trying to agree on. The idea is to always ask questions with genuine curiosity and respect. You're seeking always to understand more deeply. Well, that's it for this episode, and thanks for joining me. You can download this podcast and also read the feature articles at measureupblog.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.